From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. European leaders try to cope with an ongoing migrant crisis. European officials are groping for ways to deal with a flood of hundreds of thousands of both refugees and economic migrants flooding Europe from South Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Hundreds reportedly tried to reach Britain from France overnight via high-speed rail. Hundreds more were kept out of Hungary's main train station in Budapest for a second day in their bid to reach Germany. A Hungarian government spokesman, Zoltán Kovács, says many migrants are not complying with rules.
The migrants at the Keleti railway station shouldn't be there. After the procedure of registration begins at the border, they are being assigned to temporary shelters, to camps where they should stay until their case is being judged. They don't comply with that, and obviously one railway ticket is not overwriting European law.
In Turkey, police say at least a dozen people trying to reach Greece drowned in the attempt. Photographs of the body of a migrant Syrian toddler washed up on a Turkish beach were viewed on social media and seen in newspapers, symbolizing the desperate plight of those seeking to escape war, poverty, and persecution. Well, many Africans are also trying to reach a better life in Europe. The International Organization for Migration says many on the continent are staying there. Michelle Bombesi is an IOM regional migrant assistance specialist.
Compared to the overall scale of the migratory phenomenon in the region, 70% of the migrants in the region remains in the region, meaning that only 30% actually go out of the Western Central Africa.
The effort of migration has risks in Africa. Anti-migrant riots broke out earlier this year in South Africa, leaving several dead. There are also concerns about Islamist militancy. This is VOA News.